country. Our winter version edition of the Coaches Show begins today, each Tuesday at 9. We're talking with one of our coaches from our area of teams, and we'll work our way through all the teams and schools throughout the season. And we're kicking it off today by talking Shawamigan boys basketball. And head coach, Coach Thomas Tollickson, nice enough to join us from the Shawamigan boys basketball team. Coach, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How are you doing today?
Good, good. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Season underway, and we're rolling here with some Merriwood Conference contest already. Talk a little bit about your team. You lost, one of the best athletes, I think, that Shawamigan / Park Falls has seen in basketball in its history in Isaiah Dietz last year. So I'm sure a little mindset change and, having a guy that you really loved to feature last year and now, maybe more of a team concept. Tell us how that changes a little bit with losing a player like Isaiah from last year.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me, by the way.
Yeah.
So, of course, Isaiah Dietz, all the things that everybody could see that he did on the floor, but really what we notice is the leadership to what he brings every day to practice and how he was so committed to the game of basketball and making himself better. So we are noticing right now how our younger guys have really soaked that up. We have some guys who are gym rats who really, they live in the gym and have committed to, making themselves better. So we owe a lot to what Isaiah brought to our program as far as the dedication, the commitment. So, yeah, we going into this year, I was very excited about having, just when you have some new guys, younger guys coming up, guys that you see in the 7th and 8th grade, now they're, sophomores and juniors. It's really exciting to see that. So we have, we made some adjustments a little bit as far as just, that team continuity offensively, some things we're trying to do there. And then, of course, we really, really pride ourselves defensively and, really trying to make things very challenging for the opponent.
Yeah, you've got a nice player in A.J. Morgan returning this year, and he's had a nice year last year, big kid. He can play inside. He can shoot that three. So you do kind of have that player center around a little bit in A.J. because he's got some nice all-around talent.
Absolutely. I mean, A.J. is a scorer. I think we all know that. He can score the basketball, very skilled offensively, a great shooter. But I think sometimes people don't realize how skilled he is inside as well. And so, yes, a lot of attention in the first three games of the year already have been focused on AJ by other teams. So we're really, really emphasizing, the team aspect. We want to share the ball. We want to move the ball quickly. Once we move the ball, we feel like we can get, some gaps to drive the lane. But definitely, and what AJ brings to our team offensively is huge. And then, he's really come a long ways defensively, and we continue to emphasize that every day.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about the Merriwood, because it seems like we saw it a little bit last year. The Price County rivalry, Shawamigan, Phillips, Prentice. We've got three teams that are pretty even. Is that a good evaluation of those three programs?
Oh, I would agree. Yes, I would agree for sure. Actually, the last four times that Shawamigan has played Prentice, including Summer League and two games last year, all four games went to overtime. So. Yeah, very, very evenly matched, very good contest, very good basketball. And then Phillips is a program really on the rise, I think. They have a lot of guys that are playing a lot of basketball, and they really work hard. So we think all three teams are very competitive, very good games, which is really good for the area at basketball, boys basketball.
Yeah, well, that Merriwood North and South mix, of course, you got those Merriwood South teams and Edgar and Stratford and such like that. Auburndale Marathon, you got some built-in big boys into the schedule, which makes it challenging, I'm sure, Coach, but also hopefully makes your team better, right?
Yeah, we love, I think it's a huge thing for our program to play those teams every year. We don't have to schedule them in non-conference because it's considered conference. You play them all once, and I really like that. I think it really helps us to see where the barometer is as far as really high-level basketball. I think the North is really good basketball. But it really cranks up a notch in the South. Those are teams that, any given year, you could see one of those teams, playing in Madison. So they really set the bar high. We just played Marathon Friday night. And Marathon, they're very, very, very tough. So, and I'd be remiss to say we think Athens, they're continually tough. And then I think Rib Lake might they don't lose much this year, and they're very, very competitive as well. So, and along with Abbotsford. But So I think it's going to be a really, I think it could be anybody's game here in the North. But, yeah, definitely the South is, you know, it kind of steps up a notch a little bit when you go down that way.
Yeah, in that, I mean, you mentioned that in the North. I mean, Abbotsford might not be in that mix, but you never know. But the other five teams, it's one of those years where I think any of the five could win the conference championship and nobody would be shocked, right?
I agree. I do. The boys and I have talked, but we don't talk too much about those things, but we talk about what it takes to get there. I mean, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about, you know, the process and the hard work that it takes to earn those types of accomplishments. But definitely, I think any of the five teams, and, you know, Athens lost a lot, but I just seen a score the other day where, you know, they're playing well. They're, you know, very well coached, and they're always competitive, it seems like. And then I think Rib Lake might get the nod as far as maybe the favorite, but I definitely think it's pretty wide open.
Talk a little bit about your youth program. You're a teacher there with the younger kids at the Shawamigan School, and I know you pride yourself on giving the kids a good experience at that younger elementary and junior high level, and we've got some kids, some good numbers of kids that are learning a lot at that level, aren't they?
Yeah, it's just important for any program, but it's also just, you know, for the kids to experience it, to have fun, and I always think it's something that's really important for our programs. And so, yeah, we have what we call Little Eagles on Saturday mornings. We do 10 Saturdays in the month, basically from November to February. And so we got about 3 Little Eagle sessions in now. And our first performance will be Friday, December 15th, a boys varsity game against Prentice here at home. And then our Little Eagles will perform at halftime of our varsity game. And we have some great people who have stepped up to really help out with the Little Eagles. Darren Patterson and Sammy Bay and Brandon Bay, they helped run it, along with others, Dave Larson. And so a lot of parents who have really stepped up, and they helped run that Little Eagles in the morning, along with myself. But they really have helped that program go, and that's huge. And then with Little Eagles, we have our youth basketball league now held up in Ashland. So Ashland does a great job of holding a youth league, and I mean, there's probably 15 schools that get teams in that league. It's for 3rd through 6th grade boys and girls. And we have a 3rd and 4th grade combined girls team and a 3rd and 4th grade combined boys. And then the same for our 5th and 6th. So we have 4 teams that go up there, 5 Saturdays starting in December. And they get 2 to 3 games each Saturday. And it's just it's a good way to get our kids playing right away. But it's also, you know, about the skills and about playing together. And it, you know, we preach really positive things for the game of basketball, I think. So we really appreciate Ashland running that league.
Yeah, great experience for the kids. We want to let Screaming Eagle fans know that we got a little adjustment to the schedule for the games coming up this week, right, Coach?
Yes. Tonight, the boys, we are in Lakeland tonight for a non-conference game, which, you know, Lakeland are very, you know, a little larger than us. So it'd be a fun matchup. Just we always like to have some challenging non-conference games. But then, yes, we were supposed to play Assumption on Thursday, but the girls play them on Friday. So they'd be coming up here 2 nights in a row. So we're going to double up like we typically do. And Assumption will come up here on Friday to play a varsity girls game at 5:30, and then to follow a boys varsity game at 7:15. So that's all on Friday night this week against Assumption.
All right. Very good. Coach, we look forward to following you this season and play-by-play. Good luck to you and the squad, and we'll hear you on the radio, okay?
I appreciate it, Joel. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Coach. Coach, yep. Thomas Tollickson, Shawamigan Boys head basketball coach. Again, Friday, nice night. Assumption coming. Always a tough girls team. And then the boys, they'll play varsity, boys and girls. You get 2 games for the price of 1 on Friday, so no game on Thursday. That's on your regular schedule, okay? Good. Coach's show every Tuesday next week. We're in the works communicating. But we'll get all of the area winter coaches on eventually each Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock on the 98Q Coaches Show. And then we'll archive the interviews we do with the coaches also at 98QCountry.com.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The war continuing in Gaza, Israel hitting targets in the south, areas where civilians had been told to flee. The presidents of Harvard, University of Pennsylvania, and MIT will be on Capitol Hill today discussing the rise in anti-Semitic rhetoric and threats on college campuses since the October 7th attacks. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expected to address members of Congress today by video. He's urging them to approve more money for the war. Accused spy and former ambassador Victor Rocha expected to face more charges, possibly as early as today, after he was caught on tape bragging about being a double agent for Cuba.
Victor Manuel Rocha is a former State Department official with impeccable credentials, serving as a top diplomat in Havana, the U.S. ambassador to Bolivia, and at one point working at the National Security Council. But today he stands accused of being a secret agent, a mole for communist Cuba, much of it during the regime of dictator Fidel Castro.
That's Pierre Thomas. This is ABC News. Getting in and just under the wire, Chris Christie has made the cut for tomorrow's GOP presidential debate, along with Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, and Vivek Ramaswamy. The fight's over congestion pricing for cars in New York City ramping up. New York Republican Congressman Mike Lawler, not a fan.
It's a joke. It's a total joke. This is nothing more than a money grab. It's a scam, and it's going to hurt commuters and small business owners.
But New York City Transit Authority President Richard Davey says,
I think the idea that small businesses is going to be crushed is absurd.
And the latest plan, charging cars $15 to drive into lower Manhattan. Delivery trucks would have to pay even more. Officials hope to have it up and running next year, but it is being challenged legally. And 65 years after first hitting the airwaves, the holiday classic by Brenda Lee hitting number one on Billboard's Hot 100 chart for the very first time. She first recorded it when she was just 13. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Some Republican state lawmakers are making their move to disband the Wisconsin Elections Commission before next year's election. A new GOP bill would move all election-related duties to the Secretary of State's office. The legislature would have the last word on the office's decisions. Republicans have been unhappy with the commission since the 2020 election. Governor Evers would almost certainly veto the bill if it passes. Wildlife officials have captured hundreds of invasive carp in the Mississippi River near Trumbull. The carp were imported to the southern United States in the 1960s and 70s. They found their way to the Mississippi River and are spreading into rivers and streams in the nation's midsection. Invasive carp are destructive eaters, and wildlife officials are working to keep them out of the Great Lakes. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Tuesday, December 12th at 5 p.m. at the Wisconsin Concrete Park, there will be a yoga practice to honor the winter solstice. There will be an hour of yoga followed by a social hour with hot chocolate and snacks. Please bring your own yoga mat and towel/blanket. The cost is $8, but there is no need to RSVP. If you have questions, you can call 715-339-7282 or email FOFS@pcgcnet.net.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Packers take an extra day off. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers have an extra day off this week because they don't play until Monday night against the struggling New York Giants. That's good for several players still recovering from injuries suffered in their big win against the Chiefs on Sunday night. The Wisconsin women's volleyball team advances in the NCAA tournament tomorrow night. They'll be at Penn State against the home team in the regionals. Game time, 6 p.m. NBA, the Bucks host the Knicks tonight at Fiserv Forum for the in-season tournament. The winner advances to Las Vegas. What will happen there?
Well, whatever happens in Vegas, you know what I'm saying?
But you'll bring the trophy home if you win it.
I don't know. I might stay in Vegas. Well, do we get some cash if we win?
Yeah.
Play some blackjack?
Yeah, sure. You could stay. You might have another game. Huh?
You know, I'm gonna go play some roulette, put it on black.
Ooh, okay.
Double my money. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Red 34.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy fog early on and a lingering chance for some light snow showers or flurries through midday with highs into the mid-30s. Winds out of the northwest at 5 to 10. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 16. Partial sunshine at times on Wednesday with mid-30s for highs, and for Thursday trending milder up to a high of 45. Partial sunshine still above average even into your Friday with lower 40s for highs. Saturday we're back to a high of 34, and for Sunday partial sunshine upper 20s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now it's 27.
Now scanning the country music.
Bury me in Georgia. I'm a lost cause.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98 Q Country.
I was down with the boys catching up in a neon light.
Chevy's country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy. She can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California. When this song is over, I got a finer. She had me in Carolina. Yeah, she had me in Heads, Carolina.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. I've been an awful good girl, Santa baby. Chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear. Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. My Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really, that's not a lie. I've been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, when little thing I really do to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, so fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing. I'll read. Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry tonight.
I'm not sure if anybody's ever said anything about that song, but I think she's got issues. Leanne Rimes there and Santa baby. At 98Q Country. Birthday wishes going on today. We've got Kevin. Kevin Smart, who is celebrating today. Mom, Dad. Actually, it was on the 3rd. It was on the 3rd on Sunday. Mom, Dad, Amanda, Jill, Alex, and the three nephews all want to wish Kevin a very, very happy belated from the weekend. We'll make you eligible for the cake drawing on Friday. We always know that music can have some effects, a lot of it positive on people, but did you know that music can actually reduce pain? In our amazing, fabulous, interesting fact of the day, legendary reggae musician Bob Marley once said, one good thing about music, when it hits you, you feel no pain. Turns out that science backs up that claim. According to a 2023 study this year by scientists at McGill University in Montreal, Canada, listening to your favorite musical artist music reduces pain by 1 point on a 10-point scale. Scientists asked a series of questions after 63 participants experienced pain while listening to either their favorite songs, relaxing songs. They picked for them scrambled music or silence. And then once each 7-minute round was over, the subjects rated the music's pleasure factor on how many chills and goosebumps that they felt. They were monitoring them, apparently, then when they listened to the music. They experience. So listening to preferred music, especially moving music, far outranked the other scenarios and made people feel better. I don't think that's a shock to anybody, but I don't know as far as reducing actual pain. It's a mental distraction. They say, although this particular study focused on music's impact on physical health, the medical world has long known the healing powers of music when it comes to the brain, basically. Music's ability to reduce stress and anxiety while improving cognitive ability and memory. That inspired a field of medicine known as music therapy, which has existed in some form since the late 18th century. So there you go. Consider me your therapist.
Visit Boot Barn for savings on top quality holiday gifts this week only. We're offering $40 off exotic cowboy boots and up to $40 off select leather western boots. Our holiday specials this week also include 25% off select outerwear, western shirts, flannels, and jeans. Additionally, we're offering savings on children's outerwear and denim. Visit us this week and save on gifts for the whole family. Boot Barn, unwrap the West.
This year, Staples wants everyone to have a happy holla-deal. That's right, holla-deal. Staples holla-deals are amazing savings on hot holiday tech. Great prices on laptops, game systems, earbuds, and more. And now at Staples, you can save up to $350 on select PCs. During Staples holla-deals, it's not about the fa-la-la. It's about saving moolala. Save up to $350 on select PCs today at Staples. Ends 12/23 in store only. See associate for details.
Get it done right the first time with CNR Power Sports. Come see Carl on Ash Street in Park Falls when your boat, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or even lawnmowers, snowblowers, chainsaws, and all other small engines won't start or run right. From light tune-up to full teardown and engine rebuild, Carl will bring his 30-plus years of experience to every job you bring him. CNR Power Sports is also the area's only factory-authorized warranty service center for Generac and DR brand equipment. Bring all makes and models. Look up CNR Power Sports on Google or give Carl a call at 608-228-7223. Find Carl where Ash Street meets the Tuscobia Trail. CNR Power Sports, your trusty pit stop for top-notch care.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Can't have my-
98Q Country.
All it takes is a downtown bar. All it takes is some neon stars. A little you, a little me, in the same vicinity. And it's on. Everyone is the first, last time. Walk away, then we hit rewind.
Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write, I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons. Crowded streets, busy feet, hustle by hell. Downtown shoppers, Christmas is nigh. And there he sits, all alone on the sidewalk. Pretty paper.
paper, 9:45. I heard that song start, and I had to jump in the studio, put my headphones on. That's a good one. It's just a good song. Today is bathtub party day. It is also day... Good transition, Joel. I don't know. Day of the Ninja today. It is International Volunteer Day today. I think it's always healthy to find something you feel passionate about and volunteer and give back. Today is National Blue Jeans Day. I said this to my wife a couple weeks ago. I said, I never thought I would see it, but I think blue jeans, they're not out. But with all the yoga pants and other stuff that people are wearing, I think because my son made a comment about this, that he said, well, I don't really wear blue jeans anymore. I was just like, I just, what? But that is the next generation. The blue jeans aren't going to go away. But the generations to follow mine, you do the math, it appears as though blue jeans aren't really the go-to. I don't know. Mine, it was just like you wore blue jeans. It's just what you did. What? So they got the stretch and the yoga and whatever else is going on there. So we celebrate National Blue Jeans Day today. National Comfort Food Day. It is National Communicate with Your Kids Day. That's always good. National Commute with Your Baby Day today. I don't think that's a good idea. And National... it is Repeal Day. It is World Soil Day. Now that the snow's covered it all up. And it's World Trick Shot Day. Oh, we love our trick shots in football, baseball, basketball, not so much baseball, cornhole. Oh, yeah. We love our trick shots. So I hope this fifth day of December is a good one for you.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Like there ain't nothing.
Tracy Lawrence here at 98Q. Blood drive at the Glidden School today from noon to 6. If you want to walk on in and give blood, if you're able to, they certainly would appreciate that. Push some of this snow aside. We're going to melt down this snow here over the next few days, so not going to probably hang around too long, but it might be enough to, if you get out there right now, to build a snowman. You're like, Joel, really? Snowman? Why not? Park Falls Lions Radio Auction is this Saturday. We'll be there to bring you the radio coverage once again as we donate our airtime to help the Park Falls Lions raise funds from 1 until 4:30, and that is on Saturday. I hope your Tuesday is fantastic. Reality Radio, we'll see what that brings tomorrow. We have a special, you'll want to tune in tomorrow. We have a very special caller that's going to be talking about some memories of Christmas. And I think you'll want to tune in about 8:15 tomorrow morning to kick off Reality Radio as our beloved Carl Franklin will join us to chat a little bit about some of the, we should record it, but it's going to be live. Titletown Report. Let's get a little Packer news in just a moment. Then John St. John will be in.
Are you in need of reliable internet or a workspace away from home? North Central Technical College welcomes you to the Community Technology Center at the Phillips campus. Now featuring free, high-speed internet access and private remote worker office spaces. As your community's college, we welcome you to get connected. For more information, visit www.ntc.edu/Phillips.
Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has some exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now is the perfect time. Call today and receive 50 little blue pills or little yellow pills for only $120 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 800-896-1696, and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Been thinking about Viagra or Cialis? Call U.S. Pharmacy at 800-896-1696 for as little as only $120 for 50 pills. Need your package in a hurry? Call 800-896-1696 and ask about our express shipping option, and we'll rush your order to you as soon as possible. Save money on the little blue or yellow pill you've been wanting to try. Again, 800-896-1696 now. That's 800-896-1696.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance of snow today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 35. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows dip down to about 16. Daytime highs approaching 35 tomorrow. Overcast skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 45. 43 Friday. Another look at the short range, high of 35 today. Lows level off around 16 tonight. We should top off around 35 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 29.
Today's Titletown Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls.
From historic Titletown to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken every day of the week. Enjoy burger and fries Thursday, Friday fish fry with salad bar. I look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Titletown Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
The Packers get a couple of days off before resuming practice on Thursday. They're packed up a day since they don't have to play until Monday against the Giants. What a turnaround, though. Packers started 2-5, then 3-6 before Jordan Love and company reeled off three straight wins to move to 6-6.
Everybody's just trusted it, stayed together. No one's wavered. Obviously, it wasn't easy at the beginning of the year. It wasn't exactly how we planned or wanted it to go, but everybody just stuck together. We kept our head down, kept working every week, showing up with the mindset that we just got to take it one week at a time and know that we're not a bad team. We're a good team. We just haven't been able to finish these games.
With their schedule, it wouldn't be unheard of to see the Packers win four of the last five, even all five. After all, they just beat a pair of first-place teams in the Lions and the Chiefs.
Obviously, those are two huge wins, wins that we needed. But like I said, the main thing is we're taking it 1 week at a time right now. Focus on who we got. Focus on how we can go in there and dominate that game. And obviously, you see back-to-back wins over some really good teams. So we just got to keep that mindset going, keep staying on this kind of roll we got right now.
I'll have more after this.
Check the backseat. Check the backseat.
All right, get up here.
Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Packers will shoot for their fourth straight win on Monday night. Running back.